on with our winner's media availability here for the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. And we are joined by our race-winning driver, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Hooters Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. If you have a question for Chase, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Justin and go to Bob.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. It's been almost 32 years since Hooters been in victory lane. So what does it mean for you? Because you obviously have not just a loyal fan base, but a lot of loyal business partners on the business side of it, too. So what does this mean for you personally to be able to break that Hooters curse, I guess you could say, and get them to victory lane again?
Honestly, one of the coolest parts of the post-race for me, Hooters has been a great partner of ours for a number of years now, and it's been a dream to pay respect to Alan Kwicki and doing a Polish victory lap. And in the Hooters colors, and that's something I've wanted to do for a long time and have just not had the opportunity to do that. Came close a few times, and as soon as the race was over, I was like, man, we finally got our opportunity to do it and pay respect to him and the partnership. And Hooters has been around for a long time, and just kind of to see that whole deal come full circle with his championship run, outrunning my dad, and then they're now a partner of mine, and ended a long a long winless drought for them and myself too, and our team. So just really special in a lot of ways, but pretty fitting when you kind of look at it.
Next to Bob, then the Lee, then the Jeff.
Well, I think just our performance over the last month or maybe two has done more than anything. I mean, I think just the race. Obviously, these races are hard to win, and they seem like they get harder. At least for me, they continuously get harder over time. And I've just been really proud of our group for sticking together, because I'm sure a lot of you guys have been around the sport long enough to understand and know that when you have a couple bad years or a period of time that things aren't going well, it is so easy to jump ship and to start bailing out on one another. And I think that the win's great, all that stuff is fantastic, but I'm truthfully most proud of the journey and the group of people that we have climbed back up together with, and we've made each other better. They've pushed me to be a better driver and a better person, and I just feel like we're all in a really good place, and we have been, and it's nice to see all the hard work pay off, and those guys really deserve to win. They've been busting it for a while and have been doing a really good job. So that's what I'm most proud of is the journey and all of us sticking together at the 9 team.
Go next to Lee, then to Jeff, then to Cameron.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. I think the black hat kind of suits you, but you told us last week at Martinsville that you thought you were close. It just seemed, the momentum just seemed to be kind of building for this team. Did you kind of feel that too?
Well, I felt like we've just been running better throughout, not just the last few weeks. I mean, yes, we've had better finishes over the last few weeks, but I feel like just generally speaking from a competitive standpoint, we've been better to the competition throughout really most of the season. We just haven't always had great finishes and great results. But relative to the guys that have won a lot of these things, over the last year or so, I thought we've been closer to them. I still think we have a lot of work to do for sure. I mean, a lot of things went our way today. I'm not naive to that, for sure as well. But you have to be in the mix, and you got to be up front to even have things go your way. And we were close enough to do that. And we still want to be better, and I think we have room for improvement. But just proud of the way everything worked out. It was it's a lot more fun when you're fighting for wins and up front battling whether it goes your way or it doesn't go your way, just to have a shot is enjoyable.
Mike Joy said, in the third stage, basically, he made the note that you had never received a top five on with this car at an intermediate track. And that just seems so bizarre because we're so used to you running up front. And even Alan was kind of like surprised at that stat. And then not just to get a top five, but to get a win here. How satisfying is that?
Yeah, I mean, I, like I said, just I thought yesterday throughout practice, you know, Texas is a place that you really, your car has to have some comfort because it's just really an uncomfortable racetrack, especially into turn one and the surface and the tire and all that stuff is just, it's really hard to get a hold of and it's really heat sensitive and all those things. So I just thought that our car had more comfort that I remember it having in on a practice day going into the weekend. So I had obviously a terrible qualifying lap and you know, believe it or not, I was actually optimistic going into the day. I thought that our car was solid. But, you know, as I was kind of thinking about it yesterday, I've qualified that bad and not known why. So at least I had an understanding of what I did wrong. And I think that is, you know, that's a step. And you got to understand what the issue is before you can, you know, so you can fix it. Yep.
Go next to Jeff, then to Cameron, then to Caleb.
Chase, you've been very open about the journey with this car for your team and trying to the process getting better. How do you avoid letting self-doubt creep in about your own performance and pushing?
I was looking for you.
Oh, sorry. Hi. How do you avoid self-doubt creeping in and pushing that away and not being like, well, maybe it's just me, you know, and maybe it's not this car. Like, how do you not let that seep in?
Yeah, it's obviously very tough, and I think is you know, the longer it goes and the more ways you find to either not run good or lose races, you know, it can make it tougher. But to me, honestly, this journey and everything about today is really a credit to the guys that sit in our meetings on Monday mornings in the nine room, and that starts with Alan. And you know, as I mentioned a second ago, it's really easy when things go bad to jump ship and go do something different or for those guys to go elsewhere. You know, it just is, and it happens a lot. But it's been a extremely important thing to me and fortunately to our entire group to try to climb this mountain again together and try to get back to where we need to be as a group. You know, we're not all together, but a lot of us are still there that have been on our team for most of my 9 years, and that's you know, pretty special. So I look at it as a credit to them because I think they've made me better and they've pushed me to be better, helped me identify some of my faults and some of my bad habits and been patient with me as I've addressed them. Or at least started to, and I, again, as I referenced a second ago, I think I have still work to do, no doubt. We had a lot of stuff go our way today, but we've been back in the mix more often, and that is certainly progress, and I think that is worth being proud of.
Go next to Cameron, then to Caleb, then to Chance.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. To add on to Jeff's question, who has been the most important person to you during this journey of trying to get back to climbing the mountain? Because obviously, you know, you may not, you know, maybe be as open about it as possible, but who has been that one person that has made sure the days don't get as down as, you know, you might let them?
I think, you know, really that starts with Alan, you know, and the people that ultimately have a role in how fast we go on the weekend, sit in our little meeting room on Mondays and the pit crew guys that work, you know, at the shop throughout the week too. So our little group, you know, that we travel with and we spend the most time with, they have a big impact on that process. And we're around each other all the time, right? You know, we spend as much time with each other as we do with our families. And it's important to, you know, make sure we're all pulling in the same direction. And you know, I'm just very fortunate that I'm surrounded by the type of people that we can all be open and honest with one another and push each other to be better, even when it might be something that you don't necessarily want to hear. and it's well received, and that's growth. You know, that's improvement. That's being mature adults. And you know, I think that we just have a special group, and everybody's clicking and working for each other. And I think that starts with Alan and his leadership. He's been doing it a long time. I've been doing it a long time, but he's been doing it a lot longer than me. And you know, it's nice to have that experience to lean on. He's pretty much seen it all, you know, throughout his career, and that's a nice thing to lean on.
Go to Caleb, Chance, Jonathan, and Steven.
Hey, Chase. Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. I was doing some research. It's actually been 10 years and 10 days since when you got your first back then Nationwide Series win here at Texas. And to come full circle, I mean, in recent interviews, you said that Texas has been one of your worst tracks. So to come back here 10 years and 10 days later, what does that mean anything to you personally?
Oh, well, that's been a long time. 10 years ago, I guess we're all getting older, but yeah, it's crazy, you know, just how fast time goes by. I mean, honestly, that's what it tells me more than anything, is just how quick time goes. But yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember the last run of the race and moving up to the middle lane, had no idea what I was doing, but it felt grippy, and next thing you know, we're passing the Kevin and racing Kyle Busch for the win, and had absolutely no clue what was going on, and was running oftentimes better that way than you do when you try to think about it more. So time flies, but that was a special year, and really the success that year that started here probably led to some of the opportunities and partnerships that we had going into 16 and beyond. So it was certainly a big deal for everybody that was involved, and a lot of the same folks are today.
Go to Chance, Jonathan, Steven, and Jerry.
Chase, Chance Lancaster, Amarillo Motorsports Power Hour. I was curious about taking us through, you know, the last final laps, that restart you took. Tyler Reddick, 3 wide to the inside, really bold move, pushed him really hard. Got out front there, started getting a little loose. Denny went by you, and, you know, his lead started growing to 5-6 car lengths. You said you were a little tighter at that point. Can you take us through, as we finally got that caution, what your strategy was on how to line up on each restart? And then obviously we got several green white checkers there, but take us through the strategy of your ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the race was over. I got the lead, and on the restart, you know, Tyler kind of left the bottom open there. I was shocked, you know, that he did. And I, you know, just kind of felt like that I needed to take that opportunity and go with it, and fortunately that part worked out. I was concerned about getting out front and being too free. I was on the free side of things prior to that, and got out front and got too loose and just couldn't keep the right rear controlled, and next thing you know, I'm playing defense, and I knew I was in a lot of trouble. And then, you know, Denny passed me, and he looked like he was very much the same. And I was like, man, well, maybe I can run behind him and get myself back tight again. And, this might be a good thing, you know, and we were starting to creep up to him a little bit, saw him making a couple of mistakes similar to what I was doing. And, then the caution started falling, and we had another opportunity, you know, and, you know, as I mentioned a second ago, certainly had things go our way with whenever the caution fell and having the lead, and the pushing and shoving that went on was in our favor on the closing restart. So yeah, it was fun to be a part of it. You know, like I said, you got to be in the mix to have a shot, and you got to be in the mix to have things go your way. So nice to be in those front couple rows and be able to have a chance.
Jonathan, Steven, and Jerry.
Cool. Jonathan Field, the racing experts. You know, you spoke about the relationship with Alan, with the team. I mean, going back 2016, how has it evolved since day one?
Oh, gosh, about as much as it possibly could. I mean, you know, I was, 20 or 21, you know, when we started, and, you know, Alan had been doing it for a long time at that point. So he's kind of watched me age and get older through, you know, an important part of your life there, you know, through your 20s, and you know, having that, you know, professional relationship with him has been it's been great, because he's just the kind of guy that he just keeps things right where they need to be, you know, and it's very easy to get up and it's easy to get down, and he just keeps things right where they need to be to all do our jobs and make sure we're focused on the things we need to be focused on. So really appreciative of that. I've learned a lot from that approach, and it's been, you know, we've gotten to know each other a lot better over the years, and our certainly our personal relationship has grown quite a lot, and admire him and appreciate him sticking with me and you know, being willing to fight through this journey and our struggles, and we can be open and honest and talk about why we were bad, or, you know, what I did wrong or what he did wrong, and we can, you know, look each other and be like, all right, you know, let's go back to work, and that's just kind of how it is. So I'm thankful for that, because it's you know, that's an important thing in this world to have, when you're in this competitive environment.
Steven?
Steven Stump, Frontrunners.com. Chase, part of what got you back into the game after starting kind of in the mid-pack was running long and having that caution in the first stage. How important was it, you know, in just terms of getting that track position to make the rest of the race easier, run up front? And was that kind of, you and Allen's, was that kind of the plan from the start, or was it kind of a matter of we're in the lead, we're just going to run as long as we can?
Well, we were just buried. You know, I had a bad qualifying lap yesterday, and we were just, we were just buried in traffic, and the track hadn't really come in good at that point in time. So traffic was even worse then at that point in the race than I think it was as the race went on. So once people started peeling off the pit, really, we actually ran our fastest laps of the race after everybody pit there, like 50-some-odd laps into the run. Right before the caution came out, we were running our best laps that we had all day. So, you know, clean air was just that big of a deal. And it got us into a position where we were making up a little ground because of the pace, and we were just trying to be different than everybody else, and fortunately it fell our way.
And then Saturday, you did kind of want to ask kind of about the, you know, current configuration. You did say that, you know, the previous one was one of your favorites. Does your thoughts on what we have here at Texas now change now that you have this win?
Not really, but I do think that the tire today I thought was an improvement for it was fun, because, like, we actually had a little fall off, like tire sets meant a little something. So I think that was why the race was as good as it was because we did have a little bit of fall off, and it promoted you to want to come down pit road and put on tires a little more than we have been. I'm not saying it was great, but I'm saying it was better than it's been, at least from my vantage point. I could be totally off base. When you watch something from the outside, it can look different, but from where I was sitting, it seemed like tires were a little more of a factor, and I think that's a good thing.
Right, thank you.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Real quick, obviously, feels probably pretty good to be here and celebrating a win. But after the race, I saw William come over and talk to you for a couple of seconds. I don't know. What was that conversation like, and was that just congratulations? Or?
Yeah, he just said congrats, and, you know, obviously he's – had a great year, you know, and I've been on the other side of the coin where I've been having good years and other guys that, you know, on the team haven't, you know, you want to see your teammates, you know, get up in there and battle for wins and be in the fight, you know. It's a good thing, you know, and I think he recognizes, because he sees it, how hard we've worked as a team to try to get better and whatnot behind the scenes. So I think that was really, more than anything, was just saying good job, and that's obviously meaningful to me, you know, because we do work alongside each other, and he's been doing a great job.
Go up front here, then go back to Wyatt.
Chase, Heavy.com, Kyle Dalton, Heavy.com. So there was that point toward the end of the race where Alan said, did you hear me? And so did you feel like at any point, like at that point, you might have, it might have been costly to you because you've obviously not won yet. And so you've talked about things going wrong. So things went right for you today in that situation.
They did, for sure. They went right, no doubt. Yeah, I thought I messed this up there. And, thankfully, John got a great plug and got it filled up more than a normal cadence of a stop would be. And I think we had a little bit of a hold up on the stop, which kind of worked in our favor too. And it just worked out. And obviously the cautions, they're a good thing until you go past, scheduled distance. And then at that point we were fixing to be in trouble. I'm not sure how many more green, white checkers we could have done, but, I thought great, this would be, we'll run out of gas here leading this thing. So glad we didn't.
Going back to Wyatt.
Chase Elliott, Wyatt Watson with frontrush.com. First off, congratulations to your first Cup Series cowboy hat. And number Thanks. Two, what does it mean to you now being the third teammate at Hendrick Motorsports to win in Rick Hendrick's 40th anniversary?
Yeah, just nice to contribute, really more than anything. Just nice to feel like you're helping out, not just winning, not just putting, banners on the wall, but pushing the team and the company to be better. I mean, that's the wins are nice, and for sure you have to enjoy them because, man, they're hard to get. And, it has certainly made me enjoy these moments more and try to just slow down and embrace it because it's what you work for every week. And but from a team perspective and the 40th and for Rick and just appreciative of him for sticking with me and continuing to believe in me and to make sure that I know that, and he does a great job of that, and I'm grateful for it. But glad I can contribute and we can contribute as a team to the company as a whole, and that's a lot more fun, when you're doing that.
Well, Chase, congratulations on the triumph. Good luck next week at Talladega.
Appreciate it. Y'all enjoy your week.